Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let go. You're rolling with J&J, 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome. On Tuesday, December 2nd edition of the show, we got a coaching search on over at the University of Memphis. It was a time where recently we certainly didn't think we would be here, that Ryan Zimmerfield would be the coach next year at Memphis. Times have changed quickly, and Ed Scott, I'm sure right now, is busy working as he should be. Because there are other openings out there as well. South Florida, John and I were just talking about it. They're looking for a football coach too, you know, with Alex Golish, obviously off to Auburn. And so, you know, you're racing against other folks. You're trying to get the right part. You got your signing class and whether or not you can, you know, sort of throw one together. First day of the early period is tomorrow. And so obviously without Ryan Zimmerfield, who's now working for Arkansas, Memphis got to figure it out. And you got it. Feels like you got to do it relatively quickly. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but I think that's probably the thinking over at Memphis. So a lot to discuss. Obviously, speaking of college football, we'll have tonight the college football playoff rankings. A lot of folks wondering whether Miami is going to overtake Notre Dame. We haven't talked about that. Weirdly, I think Miami's getting screwed here if they don't.
They beat Notre Dame head up,
and basically the resumes are the same, are they not? And you beat them straight up. I know it was first weekend, but still, you beat them.
Notre Dame didn't beat nobody, Paul.
But it's Notre Dame, and you figure they're always going to get.
They got the brand, and
the brand and the nod.
What else do they have?
What?
What else do they have?
What?
God.
Well, truly, I'm not sure God's weighing in here, though.
All right. Well, we'll see.
The selection committee.
If they get in, we'll know he did.
Grizz back on the floor.
Grizz.
Looking to make it a perfect 4-0 road trip.
Oh, my Lord.
They are underdogs tonight down at the Spurs. No Wimby.
No Wimby.
No Stephon Castle. No Ja Morant. You know who is going to be on the floor? Zach Edey.
Zach.
Beasting of late. We will talk about that. I don't know if you saw it either, John. Dylan Brooks was poking the bear again last night, and this time he got the upper hand.
Finally. Finally, you did it.
That's probably one way to put it. How are you? John Martin is my partner, my brother, Brad Carson, executive producer on the ones and twos, also our boss.
Boss. Doing great, man. Doing great. You know, every day that we come in here with nothing but opportunity in front of us, nothing but, you know, hope.
A clean slate.
That's right. Love clean slates.
Let's put the right guy in there.
Really enjoy clean slates.
Paint it any way you want, John.
Clean slates are fun. Clean slates. Everything feels possible. Everything feels,
oh my goodness,
you know, like yeah. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see what Memphis does here. We'll get into that. We had a new development this morning.
I saw you tweeting.
Just in terms of a first look, right? You know how when you get married, you turn around, you see the bride for the first time before you actually go down the aisle. You know, the first look's what they call it. We got our first look at the Memphis coaching search in terms of odds. And who the favorite is and who's involved, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll do that in just a little bit. It's a packed show today. Jessica Benson is going to join us at 11:25. Talk to her about the Grizz, the Memphis coaching search, and more. 12:25, Dan Wolkin is going to join us. Of course, Dan Wolkin from Yahoo Sports. He was the first to tell us here on the show that the Lane Kiffin thing to Florida was not happening. And so he's all over it. He was also the first person that I saw to mention Jerry Mack from Kennesaw State as a candidate for the University of Memphis. So I think Dan is pretty tuned into what's going on with the Memphis coaching search nationally, and look forward to hearing from him. Not just on that, but you know, what do you think about the Arkansas hire? What do you think Silverfield will do? What do you think about the Auburn hire?
Yes.
Lots of hires, Jason.
Some are all at Florida. Which one does Dan think is the best fit? We will ask.
Also, I would say, you know, why does Lane, you know, not get to coach his team in the playoff, but Tulane and North Texas would get to do that, and nobody bats an eye, right? How come? Is it just because we love criticizing Lane, and we love, you know, taking a dump on him because he's an easy target?
No, Ole Miss, LSU are basically our brethren, even though we consider
that's true.
You're leaving us for another SEC team that you consider to be different.
That's right.
Which
that's
meant
true.
Better right. was the word you replace it with in
when you're when
he
you're
kept a, using it's different
right.
in the press conference.
Right. But we know
it's better is what he meant. And no, that's the difference there. That's why I'm with Keith Carter.
No, right.
I don't think
you're
you
right.
had any choice.
You're right.
You had no choice.
There's a difference between
with the way he'd handled
Tulane in Florida. Obviously.
1,000%.
No brainer to do that.
You're going up. Tulane's used to it.
Yeah. You know? And, you know, I still would say when you go from North Texas to a Big 12 job, it's a no brainer. So
I would still say for those that are going to let them coach through, like you're waiting at a time where South Florida, Memphis got to put in coaches, get recruiting classes together. So you're going to put yourself, even those that are waiting are putting themselves behind the eight ball, you know. But shout out to them for getting to do that, you know, for Summerall, whatever else.
Yep. So we'll talk about all that with Dan at 12:25. And then at 1:25, Frank Bonner is going to join us.
The man with the plan.
Did he think he was going to be covering a coaching search? Probably not.
Wow.
But he is. And so here he is. And so he'll join us at 1:25. So that is the show today. But – yes, got a little bit of, I won't call it news, but insight is kind of what I would call it. You guys know that I'm constantly looking for odds and markets on these things, and we got one on Memphis over at Kalshi. This morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, I was actually following it in real time as it happened. I was on the countdown.
There was stay on Kalshi and wait on it to pop or see what's next.
Well, I was looking for it because I'm like, it is an open job.
Yes.
They've got these for every other team that has an opening for the most part.
I'm starting to see commercials for Kalshi now.
That's right.
Now that you were the first to bring to my attention,
now
it's becoming more mainstream. You're always first, John.
Well, there will be more like Kalshi. There will be, you know,
what's
Robin
next?
Hood
it,
and
okay,
Kalshi
next, okay.
and Poly Market. And,
oh, yeah. So 60 Minutes, I think.
Yeah. So it's the new wave. Mm. Remember sports books? Gone.
Already.
Thing of the past, brother.
Just dead.
I mean.
This has wiped it out.
Yeah, because they enjoy advantages that sports books don't enjoy because they don't have to pay tax.
Right.
Because they're not considered gambling yet. Now, this could all be decided in the Supreme Court next year.
As it should be.
2 years from now, three years from now.
It's too much of an advantage.
But I tell people all the time.
My initial thoughts.
I'm not betting on sports. I'm predicting.
Of course.
Right? That's.
But we know what you're doing.
I'm predicting. So anyway, over at Kalshi this morning, they put out the market for who will be the next permanent head coach of the Memphis football team.
Let me straighten up a little bit because we have viewers now, and I want to be able to take as seriously as we need to take this. This is the most important hire in Memphis history.
That's right.
So let me sit up.
And remember, at various times throughout the process, Ryan Silverfield was – you know, he was the favorite at Kalshi, right? Like, there were various times where he was the betting favorite to be the next Arkansas coach.
It
wavered because there was a report that Alex Golish had accepted an offer.
Yeah, at the end, it was him and Golish, and Golish had the edge.
Yeah.
Golish got the offer.
But Silverfield's name was consistently first or second. So, I know people love to say, these things, you know, they don't know nothing. Somebody knows something pretty much always, would be my summary. Somebody somewhere always knows something. Maybe not right now, but eventually. So, who would be the next permanent head coach of the Memphis football team, you ask? Well, three candidates were given odds by Kalshi's traders. Now, this is before any money has been put into the market. I will say that. Low volume market, and so any amount of money is going to change this probably pretty drastically. But Jerry Mack was the favorite at 30% chance. Dan Mullen of UNLV was second with a 25% chance. And then, for some reason, I can't really tell you why, Will Stein, who accepted the Kentucky job yesterday, was listed third with a 20% chance. Now, that was the open. That's since changed, right? That was the opener. Will Stein has been, I think, removed from the
yes,
because
as you should.
He's going to.
He's one of the special ones that can go straight from
that's right.
OC to head coach, sitting yeah. head coach in Power Four.
And he's now, again, the Kentucky head coach, and he's not going to change his mind. So that did eventually change. But Jerry Mack is still the favorite for the University of Memphis, now up to 40%, with Dan Mullen now at 33%. So, again, very early, not a lot of volume in this market, so it will change, I think. But I also believe that, at least in terms of the Jerry Mack piece of it, I would concur that he would be the leader in the clubhouse right now at 40%. But Dan Mullen there at 33%, higher than I would have given him, which is maybe notable in its own right.
I haven't thought through this, obviously, quite a bit more since our show yesterday. I like Jerry Mack. I like Huff, you know, down in Southern Miss. But let's stick on Mack because he's the favorite here, at least on Kalshi. You know, what he's done at every level is impressive. And I said yesterday, you asked me what's most important, and I said a good steward of resources, right? And
yep.
because you have to take into account, that's what's different. John and I just talked about this walking in here, from when you hired Justin Fuente and Mike Norvell, right? It's different just in this little bit of time that's passed, in the sense that now you got to be able to sort of have an idea of your salaries,
exactly.
right? You're the business side of things. And so the fact that he's done that and done well with what he's had, right? Because you're going to have to do that here.
Yep.
You're going to have to maximize your resources. And we'd like to think now we're at the top of the group, at least right there with South Florida. And so even more important than ever that you get it done. And so for all those reasons, I like Jerry Mack because he's proven more so than a coordinator, even a hot one. You know, even in the sense of Stein, who we loved, but he's one of the special ones that could go. Stein hadn't done this yet, to that we know. How much of this was he involved in? He's one of those hot coordinators. Those coordinators haven't necessarily done this part of it, right? Mack has. That said, which caller was it yet? Do you remember the names of the caller that talked about Mullen and
Teddy?
Why the Tigers should go all in?
It was Teddy from Arlington.
That call sparked something in me.
It was a good call.
Because we found out that Mullen's buyout's $4
million. As opposed to seven.
As opposed to seven.
And it went down today from five to four.
And he doubled down on a point that I'd made about how important a hire this is. You can't miss.
Mm-hmm.
Especially ahead of, you know, yes, the CFP access. We got to get to an American championship. But I'm talking, y'all, this brand's got to be fire hot as it can be, as you get toward 2030.
Yep.
When those contracts end, and those talks have already started 28, 29, so you got to be hot, point being you cannot miss. You don't miss with Dan Mullen. And do you not make a statement to everybody else? To Brad's point, because I think Brad had a fair point yesterday, is, you know, Memphis would be lateral for him. You know, if at best was Brad's point, at best. You make a statement to the rest of the G5, you know what? We are the best thing. We are investing the most. We caught a break with Ryan. We're getting paid by Arkansas, quite frankly. Hey, that's not a nice little perk in that. But in terms of doing this, if we're really truly all in, then you go get a can't miss.
Yep.
You go get a can't miss. Teddy was the caller?
Yes.
He sparked something in me. So I think you'd be fine with Jerry Mack. But I think with Dan Mullen, I know you're not just going to be fine. You're going to hit, and for however long he's here, you're going to be hot. That's what I know about Dan Mullen. So, don't know if you can get it done. John's
right.
talked about it. You didn't want to fire Silverfield for a buyout that was likely, what, between $6 and $7 million?
Right.
And to remember, 60% of what was left, 4 years left, because you caught a break, didn't have to do 5 years. He didn't win the 9 games.
Yep.
You didn't want to do that. So, maybe it's sort of the same thing. This is a big money move here. But you were willing to make a big money move when you said, hey, bring us. We're willing to buy our way to the Big 12 with an unprecedented money offer. You know, you wanted to show the rest of the nation how serious you were about making the job. Well, in a way, you do it here by taking UNLV's coach, buying him out because he's expensive.
Very.
What'd you say he's making? $3.5 million.
Yes.
Now let's. Ryan was at 2 point whatever it was, 2.2 to yep. whatever it was, but he was going to go up to 2.8, 2.9 by the
he
time
was.
The contract was over.
So you were
prepared. And my point is, you know, it's not. I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility that Memphis paid $3.5, $4 million.
they would probably have to pay $4.5 million.
Might have to buy
to get him.
Maybe you get him with, we got more resources, you're going to max out, you're going to be out of here 2 years. Yeah, yeah. Get a little discount, just keep it at $4 million.
You could.
My point is, I have my doubts whether you're willing to go. But
your point
is
that Memphis should do it.
Man.
Your point is that Memphis should.
Right now, you're battling South Florida for a coach, right?
Right.
You're trying to figure out, and maybe some of these same names, I'd be curious what Cauchy's got on South Florida. Maybe some of these same names are on those lists.
I assume they are.
Because why wouldn't South Florida be looking at Jerry Mack? With Mullen, you kind of separate yourself, right, from that pack. And you say, no, it's us. And we are definitely going to have the hottest brand because we're going to have what we feel like is probably the best coach in terms of G5. I mean, a guy that's done it at freaking Mississippi State, man. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows how tough that is. Nobody knows better than Brad. I mean, all of us know it, how good he was there. Florida. You know.
Willie Simmons is the favorite at USF. John Gruden is second.
So it's a completely different list there.
The only people that overlap are Charles Huff, actually.
Southern Miss coach.
Yeah. So.
I mean,
Demo's on those.
You see my point,
oh,
at
I
least.
Totally
I'm
see
not,
your
I'm
point.
Not asking
totally...
you to make Dan Mullen your number one. In fact, Brad's probably right from the get-go. This is all doubtful. I love that he's on the Cauchy list. And,
well,
and I just love the statement that it would make. You know,
right.
You say you're all in. You say you're investing as much as anybody. Well, this is the sort of, and much like the gesture that, you know, the move to the Big 12, what it was going to represent, what you were saying in that.
Yes.
We're separate than everybody else in the G5 take. This would be that kind of move.
Right.
In hiring Dan Mullen as your next head coach. Now, some might say, well, Dan's only going to be here for the year or two before he pops off and go to the job. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you become is, oh, man, they're the school that's willing to pay to stay hot because they know what a critical time this is.
Right.
Especially for themselves right now in the world of college athletics. They got to hitch the next ride if there's going to be one.
Well, I'm going to put it to you like
29
this.
29 or 30. So it better be hot.
To your point, UNLV hired Dan Mullen, okay, knowing that it only had the money to pay him for the first 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that because they were betting on themselves. And they were betting on Dan. And they were saying, listen, we're gonna do something crazy.
Look what he's done. I went and read more up on him, on Brad, yeah.
Colorado, I believe, did the same thing with Dion. They said, we don't have the money yet, but I know we'll have it. So I'm not worried about that when they hired him. And ultimately, I know he brought a lot of excitement in that first 2 years. I don't know where they're at now, but I assume he helped them get the money that they needed. UNLV obviously won 10 games this year. So I think to your point about urgency and doing things in a way that you would have never, I mean, and in fairness to Memphis, we never would have ever thought they would forego revenue from the conference. I mean, they told the Big 12 they were willing to forego revenue from it.
Yes, bro.
If
unprecedented.
Invited it into the league, which we just said, oh, Memphis would never do that. So all I'm saying is maybe. We're not quite treating Memphis as an institution that's gotten to that place, right? Maybe we should. Maybe we should say they could be a program that's finally ready to pay $4 million for a football coach.
I just think it's the same spirit of what you were willing to do when you told the Big 12, take this $250 million and bring us in. You know what? And we said with no strings attached, John. Remember, they could boot us out if they didn't like us.
It was an extreme.
It's the same spirit.
It's saying we
are different.
Yep. Yep.
And you put us here. I mean, can you afford to miss? You've got the 3 more years that we know of the NIL deal with FedEx. You got to capitalize on that too. You know, there's no promise it's going to continue to be there, especially if you don't finally maximize or this level of investment that's been pumped in.
Yes.
If you don't make conference championships and get this brand hotter, can you promise that money's always going to be there?
Yes.
No, you can't miss. And with Jerry Mack, to go back to that, you know, yeah, I got a pretty good confidence he'd do a good job.
Yep.
But he could miss.
Well,
he could miss. Dan Mullen won't miss.
All things being equal, there's just no doubt that Dan Mullen would be the people that we talked about.
In terms of what he's done and proven already. And here's the thing, I read just one more thing. Because we saw it, we were laughing at it, how bad his defense was to start the season. Look, Brad's telling us about it. He said, we can't beat anybody, defense bad. Dude, he fixed it on the fly.
Yep.
Like, there's this part about what Dan would do with the NIL, and he's done a good job on the fly putting that team together. But then look at the freaking improvement in the season. Their defense was crap to start the year. We said this was going to end up burying him. Doesn't matter how many points he scores here in his first year. Dude, he's fixed it. He's shutting out teams in second halves now. And just the ability to do that on the – that's coaching. So it feels that you get the whole package, and the whole package is proven. UNLV right now is, you know, probably going, holy cow, we got the best coach in the group of, you know,
yep,
outside the power structure. And frankly, we should go buy him. That's what we should do. And make a true statement.
I like the spirit.
I love it.
Of what, I mean, again.
He cannot miss with these resources, right? He's raved about the facilities, like you were talking about when he was on with Matt Berry.
He'd be great.
When he was doing TV.
Yeah, my hesitation with Dan Mullen was never about him. It was about Memphis being able to do it. And I also don't know what his level of, like, he may not want to necessarily leave UNLV for another Group of Five job, right? Like,
might not.
He may say, I'm cool here until the next Power Four, you know, I make $4 million, basically.
But how much are they giving him? It feels like he's trying to scrape it together.
I don't know. They are in the Mountain West title game for the third straight year. I mean, so
they got the Virginia quarterback and paid him. So they have Calandria, yep, and they were also be able. They got the guy from Michigan who blew out his leg. But
so would you say it rivals what Memphis is doing or not?
It's less than Memphis.
It's less than Memphis.
It's definitely less than Memphis.
Definitely
less
than Memphis.
That's all I need to know.
But
not close.
But
that's all I need to know.
He's
back in the championship game.
But for him though, he's making $3.5 million.
Yep.
You know,
I get that.
He's in the Mountain West title game. He's still going to be on list.
I want to get him for four since we've got increased resources. And bro, this is an easier path to you. But access is easier. All these coaches just left in the American. You might be out of here in, you know, a year.
One case I might make to Dan about leaving UNLV for Memphis is that, Dan, look how busy this coaching carousel was. Some of the biggest brands in the SEC. And how many times did your name come up in those searches from UNLV? Not once.
What if he could get Ole Miss next year if Pete Golding does not go well, a la what happened at Mississippi State?
Yeah. You come to Memphis.
With your boy.
I actually
after,
think that that's going to happen.
With your guy after Leach, who didn't, yes, who got it. What was his name? He got it immediately.
Arnett didn't
go well.
Now, no, he could get that from UNLV.
I'm just saying.
He could get that job from UNLV.
Absolutely could.
I mean, so it doesn't, he doesn't have to come to Memphis to get that.
Very
possible.
Fair.
Very possible. Doesn't have to. Yeah.
I don't know
but
what his.
Come to Memphis, get a raise, be good for a year, have CFP access. If you win the American, which is weakened, I would have to say, because of the coaching loss across the board.
Well, that would be sort of, if I'm making a presentation to Dan Mullen, it's like, you weren't relevant. You were good at UNLV this year, and you weren't relevant a bit in any coaching search other than the University of Memphis, right? You're not going to the playoff, so you're not going to improve your candidacy in any way. You're going to play in the Mountain West title game great. Nobody seems to care about that. You come to Memphis. The last three coaches have been hired to Power Four jobs, even the guy who never made a conference championship game in Ryan Silverfield. So you come here, you increase your resources, you increase your visibility because you're playing on ESPN, four, five, six times a year, right?
Yes, man.
You're playing in a brand new stadium, which they play in Allegiant. So
think about ESPN
great...
when they see Dan Mullen in Memphis and all the features they're going to do with him because of the relationship with all. They loved him when he was on there with Matt Barry.
But you go to the playoff, and that's a different level, right? That's 100%. A different level of
what opens you up
exposure.
To.
And it's a way to say, hey, I'm still doing it at an extremely high level. Whereas if you win 11 games at UNLV and you go to like the Lawnmower Bowl, people just aren't as impressed.
You could get it done in a year or two if you're him. And if I'm Memphis, I could swing back around for Jerry Mack.
You absolutely can.
Back around and get him after Mullen.
You're right.
Who I'm banking on leaving pretty quickly.
I mean, I'm in on this plan.
Because it's going to be so hot.
But it's not, we're not
you
going to
cash
have to come up,
up
with the money.
What you have to do is go to the same folks, right, Smith family, everybody else, that was willing to pay up, that same group.
Right.
When you made the offer to the Big 12.
Right.
And you plant your flag on this same thing. And you say, this is our move. This is our move. You know, Big 12 didn't want us. This is the best thing we can do, and this is how we show the college football that we are separate.
I think that's fair.
We go buy them out.
Right.
And you that same spirit you use, say, man, let's go do it. We got this extra, what is it, one point something from Ryan from Arkansas.
Right.
We're going to be a little all right. They're a lot better. And yeah, I know we didn't want it. We didn't have, you know, Ryan runs too good a program to fire and pay
that's
between
right.
six
that's
and
right.
seven million.
That's right. But
this
now
is,
that we have this chance.
Now that this is an opportunity, John, we came in here talking about it's a blessing.
Yeah.
that Arkansas flew in here and saved you.
Because to your point, you can
take advantage of the blessing.
You can get Jerry Mack, and I say this respectfully, you can get Jerry Mack anytime.
I agree. I have all due respect for Jerry Mack. I think he probably do a pretty solid job here. Yeah. I think Dan Mullen hits it freaking out of the park.
Well, he's the guy who you say, here's the new stadium. Here's the new frontier of Memphis football.
You right? Go to that side of it. The juice that you would get, the presser, everybody else, the season ticket bump. I think you'd get a bump with Jerry Mack. You're going to get a bump with Dan Mullen.
You get a bump
with
Jerry Mack.
I'll buy season tickets if Mullen's the coach.
You get a bump
Brad
with Jerry Mack.
Brad is on board.
I'm already in for season
tickets. He's helping
if
make up some of the funds that it's going to take.
I'm not joking either.
I know you're in.
You get a bump.
Because that means we not only made the step, we making a step.
Yeah.
Man, a step that's not going to miss.
Yeah, you make the step.
There's no way Dan Mullen, the American, next year isn't in the conference title game. There's no way.
You get a bump if Memphis football hires the Hamburglar. Okay, because it's not Ryan Silverfield.
You know the other thing he's going to do. You're right.
But Dan Mullen.
Yeah, it's a slam dunk.
Like this is real. Like this is something that's legitimately okay. We're going for it now.
You dunk on South Florida at the same time.
Now again, it's not my money that I have to come up with, so I do sympathize a little bit with that. But I think you could really.
Oh my God, this is the time to spend it.
It's the
you didn't you couldn't spend it then. You wanted to spend it.
It's the antithesis of the Tubby case, right? Whereas you're like, hey, we have to fire this guy. It's we have to hire this guy.
Yes.
We have to do what we have to do to get this guy here because it will mean.
Also with,
you know, all these different.
I love it.
Also with head coaches, Jerry Mack will bring Kennesaw State players. Dan Mullen will bring UNLV players.
That's true. That is very true.
That he's already gone out on the fly last year and put together. The ones that are good will be here. It's a higher level of player.
Yeah,
because that's the thing about bringing head coaches that we liked above the coordinators, right? Is that you figure a lot of that team's going to come over. Ryan's already doing it.
You'll have Anthony Calandria. I'm not even joking. This kid is awesome. Their quarterback.
So that's
he's
what
a
I'm
junior.
Talking about. That's
so
what I'm talking about.
That's part of why he wanted to stay too. He's got the guy.
So Dan had Dak, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So you bring Calandria with you.
That's what I'm saying. Dan's quarterback. I know is going to be good.
He's awesome.
Dan's going to be
like unbelievable.
Dan's going to bring us a QB.
Yep.
So is Jerry Mack, but I want to bet on Dan and his quarterback
plan,
over Jerry
Jason.
Mack's.
Now, who is Penn State going to hire? Because that could matter too.
I thought we saw his name out there. It's out there. I can't pronounce it. It's out there.
Kalani Sitake from BYU.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It sounds like he's not going to go. But let's say they hire Jeff Brohm from Louisville. Dan Mullen probably gets the look at Louisville, right?
Well, you got to hope that that's.
I mean, I don't know where else they would go. I don't, you know, but I still think there are some dominoes there.
You mentioned something that I found interesting. His name hadn't been on a lot of any of these. None of these. We'll go buy Dan Mullen
from
you UNLV.
If you go to Cauchy and you
and
look
bring
at
him back
all
to
these
the,
teams, like his name
is like, why? Because
only on Memphis.
People feel the industry feels like he's got to prove more.
I think the industry looks at it like he's had Power 4 jobs and he hasn't really done a lot with them. And so there's not a big appetite. And,
I mean, he did the most you can do with Mississippi State.
Long time ago, though, right?
Yeah.
And I just think they. We're talking about the next generation. Some Rawl and Golish and Silverfield. Like, we're just on to the next generation.
But he's proving he can adapt. He's proving that at UNLV right now.
Look, I'm in.
He was 34-15 at Florida.
Yeah, he did way better than Napier did, for example.
Florida got that wrong.
Yeah, they did. I think they totally did. They've got a lot wrong. And we'll see how some Rawl does. I'm in. I just, you know, it does feel a little pipe dreamish. But maybe this is the time for Memphis to pipe dream, right?
My whole thing, it would be pipe dreamish if not for what you were willing to do to get into the Big 12. If not for the fact that you haven't flexed in a way that said, you know, it symbolically said, we are different. We can flex our muscle in a way that is power structurist.
Right.
That's what it said.
Right.
This would be a power structurist type move to go get a head coach that nobody thinks. You know, you'll go buy out and go do because everybody saw you paying Ryan 2.2, whatever. Don't know that. Yeah, you get us up 2.8, 2.9. You know, you can do this because, frankly, the want to and the desire is already there.
Yep.
This, to me, further guarantees it, right? It further solidifies your investment.
Agreed.
When you have Dan Mullen overseeing the next potentially 3 years of the NIL deal with FedEx.
Yep.
You know, I know Jerry Mack would look at it, oh, man, gold mine. I'm going to go find me some good players. I'm going to bring some good ones from Kennesaw State. Probably would have some good ones. Jerry Mack might do well enough. He's in a conference championship game next year. Dan Mullen probably going to win damn thing.
Yep.
And that's what you need. That's what this brand needs right now is a can't miss.
Yep.
Remember, we said most important in this athletic department's history. I truly believe that because of where you are, the shift to football. You had to.
Yep.
That's why it's more important than any basketball hire. It truly is.
Yep.
It's a new time. You got to be the best you can be. Dan Mullen would have you there.
Absolutely.
Ooh, they'd have to tell me no. Yep. They'd have, you know, I'd have, they'd, because I'm going to go back to that same group of folks that I had when we put together that offer for the Big 12. And I'm saying, here's our move, guys. We didn't get that one in.
Right.
I need the same juice. We'll go make this happen.
I agree. I'm in.
Our investment will get returned then. We'll love it. We'll absolutely love it.
Well, we'll talk to Jessica Benson about it. We'll talk to Dan Wilkin about it. Jessica Benson's going to join us on the other side, get her thoughts on the Memphis football coaching search and more. Stick around. J&J, 92.5.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm ESPN. Jessica Benson is the host of the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt, catch on the Grizz Radio Network. Jessica, as you could probably tell, we are dreaming today in Memphis about the next candidate being Dan Mullen. A lot of things that traditionally never happened for Memphis would have to happen for him to be the next coach at Memphis. But is now the time for Memphis to do something like hired away Dan Mullen from UNLV, who is a sure thing, as sure as it feels like, right? Pay that buyout, give him a raise. Is now the time for Memphis football to do something drastic like that?
I mean, it would certainly be the splashy hire. And listen, however this goes about, like, we don't have to fool ourselves, and I know you guys have said it, and I've said it, and anybody covering this has said it. This is a massive hiring, not just for Memphis football, but for the Memphis athletics department at large. And so somebody like a Dan Mullen, who is a proven winner, would ease the immediacy of how a coach is received. The alternate side of this is you just hope that you strike on someone who isn't as proven. And that is how, you know, coaching works. The history of coaching is somebody gets an opportunity that they take advantage of and end up being the next great coach. And usually a school like Memphis has to fit into that hole where that's the success pot that they're trying to pull from. But, you know, from a winning from the moment the hiring is announced, I don't think you could get much better than a Dan Mullen. Is it a pipe dream? Probably, but you can dream. You can summon the ghost of Elvis singing Viva Las Vegas and hope that maybe Dan Mullen hears it.
You know what? I mean, it's on Cauchy. John tells me Cauchy is big. He's got his second best. How are we putting it, John? I know I have to watch the phrase.
Yeah, I mean the second best odds.
It is odds. Yeah. Even though this is not.
We're just predicting.
We're predicting
percentages, prediction, reading the tea leaves.
It's not sports betting anymore, Jessica. It's sports predicting.
Jess.
Oh, are we rebranding?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
CFTC
okay.
Regulated, by the way.
Update your priors. Mm. We got to update our priors.
My bad.
If
okay.
you, if
got
you,
it.
If you did this, if you spent the money and made the big move and the statement, I think, I mean, it would just, for me, I'm in love with the plan. If you did it, I'm curious. Brad and I were just in the hallway dreaming about the season tickets we would buy, probably sitting together. I really like Section 115.
I'm in.
If you hire Dan Mullen. If you hire Dan Mullen. With Jerry Mack, hey, I think I want to be in, right? I think he did great things at Kennesaw State, but with Dan Mullen at that press conference, we're watching ESPN's probably tuned in with the relationship they've got with him, and we're all in. I'm just curious, what do you think those phone lines would do in terms of Dan Mullen?
Yeah, it's the publicity pick, 100%. And there's winning behind it, so I don't want to just say it's a win the immediate press conference, but it will be an immediate uptick, and there's a familiarity with him regionally too, right? Like it's not, I think the name Dan Mullen rings more in Memphis than it would in Los Angeles. And that just speaks to, being a former SEC coach holds value, and SEC coach who won games has value and who knows this area. And it's just, whenever you announce a new coach, a lot of times there's the process of falling in love. Like, all right, I've convinced myself this, and usually it happens pretty fast. The sell of hopium is huge in sports, period, and a lot of that comes with the hiring of a new coach. But this just gives a little gravity to the situation, or a little gravitas, I should say, because it's somebody that you already know. So you don't have to go through the process of trying to figure out, hey, can this person be a good head coach? Like, you know that there is a pattern there. And it's it's such an odd thing because it's that old notion of, well, you can't be a proven head coach until you're a proven head coach, but you have to get the chance somewhere. So if the person who Memphis ends up hiring is of that latter category, a coordinator or someone up and coming, there's opportunity there too. But with Dan Mullen, that he has the experience of being a head coach at a high level, and it is probably the biggest name that on a face value level that Memphis could hire at this point.
I did notice that you have yet to weigh in on Silverfield's departure on X. Is that because you're still coping, or are you boycotting X?
It's like losing Cal.
Which one of those is happening?
I don't tweet as much as I used to. That is a truth in my life. I just kind of moved, which is sad because I used to really enjoy talking about everything and anything on that platform, and now I'm kind of Grizzlies or bust, but I will occasionally pipe in other places. Okay. The honest truth is I was traveling.
Okay.
I was traveling back from San Francisco.
Accountability is what's happening here.
I was on an airplane, and then by the time I got home, it felt like I kind of missed the moment. So I was like, this is kind of weird. So I just waited to talk about it on my show on Monday, and now I can talk about it with you guys.
Well, you were on an airplane. Ryan Silverfield was on an airplane. I mean, he was looking out the window of that airplane like he was landing in New York City. I'm like, my guy, do you know you're going to Fayetteville, Arkansas? I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad place to live, but he's looking out the window like it's just a land that has never before been discovered for Arkansas.
My God, that's a Walmart.
I'm saying, he's out there looking
and
out
I
the
window. I mean that lovingly because all the Walmart money is in Fayetteville. That was a nice comment about Walmart.
No, 100%. But I'm like, brother, you're not going to know the difference between landing in Fayetteville and living in Memphis, okay? Like, it's going to look like the exact same terrain. But again,
I mean, we have the Mississippi River.
That's true. It may be a downgrade in terms of scene. There's no doubt about that. Hiring Ryan Silverfield by Arkansas, surprised?
Yes. And but mostly because of how the season ended for Memphis. Like, you talk about selling a coach to a fan base, and it is far easier for Sumrall to get sold or Golish to get sold simply because they didn't lose their last three games that they coached at the school before they bounced. And so for Ryan Silverfield to come into an Arkansas fan base that was really hungry. I mean, this was the first team in the SEC to fire their coach this season. And I can understand where there's a higher expectation. I think it's great for Coach Silverfield. He gets the opportunity to go coach in the SEC, and with all of the stress that comes with it, I'm sure, but the paycheck that comes with it has to be pretty darn nice. But yeah, it's one of those things where you almost expect that because of how the season ended for Memphis, it could have tarnished. I mean, we talked about it last week, I think, that could how things ended here lead towards Ryan Silverfield coming back next year simply because another school wouldn't take the chance on him. And I thought that was a valuable assumption. Obviously, Arkansas saw something more through that than the four conference losses that Silverfield racked up this year, and yet again a sixth year where Memphis doesn't go to the conference championship game, and now he has this chance. But I did feel a relative level of surprise. I didn't expect my Thanksgiving weekend, I'll put it this way. I did not expect to be flying home from San Francisco to the news that Ryan Silverfield was the new head coach at Arkansas.
Okay, I'll put it to you this way. He took another job. It's not like he was fired by the University of Memphis. You know, he accepted another job. He's going to make a bunch of money. Like, it was a no-brainer for him. There's just no question. Even if things were going amazing at Memphis, you would still take the Arkansas job because it's an SEC job and it's $35 million no matter what happens. Like, that's an amazing thing. But the sentiment from Memphis fans is one of great celebration, right? Like, whoo, we got a new lease on life. This is so great. We're going to get, you know, this whole opportunity now in front, and again, celebration and jubilation. Will Memphis fans live to rue the day Ryan Silverfield left Memphis?
And that's the beauty of this life. We'll never know. Will Lane Kiffin live to rue the day that he left Ole Miss for LSU? We'll know when it happens, and the same thing goes for Memphis. I mean, there's like the universal truth is that Memphis gets a shot of electricity going into next season. That's just a fact because it's something new. It's a shiny new opportunity, and it is not bogged down by the simple fact that if Ryan Silverfield had been coming back, it would have been coming off of what I think we can all agree, a failed season at Memphis. How do you drum up the excitement for the future coming off a sixth straight year where you're not even, not just not winning the American, but not having a chance to play in the American Conference Championship game? And for all you know, Memphis has a new coach and they fail and Arkansas rides off into the SEC sunset with Ryan Silverfield at the helm. I think both programs are in a really big period of flux, and that's, you know, the only thing that you can really guarantee on is that we don't know how this is going to end for either party. We don't know who wins the separation at the end of the day.
Well, it seems like in Oxford, the yoga studios are celebrating.
That's my favorite. That is my favorite subplot of the Lane Kiffin departure. I swear, I got on TikTok yesterday and had like six straight videos of women from the hot yoga studio in Oxford celebrating that they don't have to deal with the Lane Kiffin nonsense from their classes anymore.
I mean, look, I these are just allegations, but apparently when Lane would go to these yoga studios, he's been accused of rolling golf balls, trying to hit people during class, pushing people over every time he was in a plank, and he wasn't doing anything but annoying everyone around him. Really going to miss him looking for used water bottles in the lost and found every morning to pour his ice-cold water all over the floor. And let's not forget the 2000s Britney and Kesha-only playlists. So
you want to know what's so crazy about that is, like, I had already seen it on, like, my own For You page before I saw that tweet that summarized some of those. But if you had started the sentence, like, allegations of Lane Kiffin at a hot yoga studio in Oxford, and then those were what got read, I'd be like, oh, those are so innocuous.
No,
like,
question. Well, there are other allegations going around about Lane.
Problem that had. Yeah, in today's day and age, other allegations.
I ain't going to bring those up.
Way worse than doing jumping jacks in the back of a hot yoga class. But what I took from it all is Lane Kiffin could not follow the simple rules of a hot yoga class. And I did think it was funny. I think it was the owner of the studio said, I hope he just never forgets what studio got him skinny. And I was like, dang, you will always have that. Baton Rouge can't compete.
How about this this large man that goes by the name of Zach Edey and the run that he is on? Has he exceeded even your expectations in terms of what he's done in the eight games since he's been back?
Oh, yeah. I think there was, you know, a certain level of, like, healthy skepticism of just how much can Zach Edey fix. A lot was being put on Zach Edey in the early weeks of the season of, well, just wait till Zach Edey gets back. And you're thinking to yourself, how much, sure, he's going to get rebounds and set screens and open things up, but just what a difference can he make in the totality of this thing? And he's made a huge difference. Like, it is not hyperbolic to say that Zach Edey has single-handedly turned this thing around. Now, I temper that with a big portion of this has also been a pretty favorable schedule for the Grizzlies, where coming off of that last game against the Spurs, they had five of their next six against teams below 500. And to the Grizzlies' credit, they have won all of those games against the below 500 teams, and the only loss is the loss to the Denver Nuggets. Now you get a chance at the Spurs again, still without Victor Wembanyama. But I do think tonight is a really good meter mover test to see how different this is. When they played the Spurs the last time, it was Edie's second game back. He was still on a minutes restriction. I remember he went to the bench late in that game, and it was a tied turner, and people were frustrated. So let's see how it goes tonight. But it is, I mean, it's just a fact that he makes everybody on his team better around him, and it is very helpful to have a 7'4" giant who can move, who can defend, who can protect the paint, who can get even just not even the best of passes. Like that pass from Jaren the other night against the Kings, like Edie just extended his full arm to get it. Or the Cedric Coward one where Coward's falling and it could have been a turnover and Edie saves it. I mean, those are the kind of plays that he's able to make. And you can take advantage of a pretty weak front line from the Sacramento Kings. But we did see it against Zubats too in the game against the Clippers. So it'll be interesting tonight, but it is a really nice thing to be sitting here talking about the Grizzlies in a positive way, because the vibes were on the floor 2 weeks ago, and it is a reminder that this is a long NBA season, and a team can live many lives in a long NBA season, and right now the Grizzlies are living in a more promising one.
You're so right about that, and I love the way you put it in terms of sort of a retest against a Spurs team that, and I remember it because I sort of recalled it as you were talking about it. You know, you couldn't close that one out. And De'Aaron Fox, I think, ended up being the guy for them. And you wonder now, you know, with Edie and how much more comfortable he is, whether or not, you know, Jaren has actually done that since, closed out a game or two. That, for me, at least while you're still shorthanded, maybe you've grown a little bit. Like you said, you have to factor in the lower-level competition. But it does feel like it's a combination of that and maybe turning a curb and, you know, maybe closing out a game or at least being in it and showing better would be a sign of growth. I love the way you put that.
That last Spurs game was the nationally broadcast one on NBC. That was supposed to be Ja Wemby. And
I remember Coward hit the last
Williams
shot.
Junior Harrison
right?
Barr.
Yep.
And De'Aaron Fox had the windmill dunk. It was a horrible ending to that game. But Tracy McGrady on the postgame show basically summarized it as this was a tale of identities. And the Spurs had an identity, and the Grizzlies were still searching for theirs. And I think in the game since, we have seen this team start to establish an identity that can still obviously morph, and a lot of it is shaped by Zach Edey, but the fight that this team has shown, the increase in physicality, and it just feels like there's a level of comfort with the players, the coaching staff, the system that wasn't in place the last go around. So I do think this is a really good barometer.
Yeah. Jessica, great stuff as
always.
Thank
you so much, Jess.
Thank you so much as always, and we'll be seeing you on X very soon.
Let's get Dan Mullen.
See you later. Bye.
She is Jessica Benson. Catch her on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt. Ground City Media, Grizz Radio Network. Dan Wolgan's going to join us at 12:25. Dare you pitch your presentation to Dan? You know, Dan is the Grim Reaper with those things. He's going to shoot that down.
He's going to say Memphis would never do that. They would never spend that kind of money and probably would say you'll get a better deal just going Jerry Mac. That's my guess.
Maybe it's a new Dan, too. Maybe Dan is open to that. Maybe he thinks, you know, because Memphis was going to.
He's always been fond of Dan, right? Of Mullen.
Yeah, I think he's
Dan has been fond of Dan. Yeah. He understands what Dan Mullen would represent at Memphis.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Brad and I have already helped make up for some of the money it's going to cost to do this in terms of a pledge on season tickets here.
Yeah.
I've got some messages that seem to sort of have the same spirit.
Yeah, well, like is that $1,500? Is that what that is going to cost me for a couple?
Maybe we should look into it.
I don't think it's that expensive.
But they're going to have to raise the prices a little bit because we got to pay for Dan.
That is true. They will raise them up.
Probably $1,500 or $1,000 for the season.
I've never bought season ticket, football season ticket, so I don't know. It's a good question.
You know, they'll probably have to raise them, I guess.
Just the fact we're even talking about it is why you should do this.
Mm-hmm. And there's vibes with that. There is vibes.
Jerry Mack, I got to wait and see. I got to wait and see.
I mean, it's true. I mean, that is the fact.
Yeah, you go, well, here's a former SEC Coach of the Year, SEC. He just went 10-2, and it was on the step of the playoff if Duke loses and James Madison loses.
Probably going to bring me a quarterback. Of course he's going to bring me a quarterback.
A rising senior quarterback who's proven at Virginia and
gotta
UNLV.
Have a quarterback, John.
Maybe
John,
the offensive player of the year. He's a coaching savant with quarterbacks.
We don't have to sell you anymore, do we? You're on board. It's always been a question of whether or not Memphis has the juice or the want
and
to
if
do
Dan
something.
Would be interested in leaving. But I do think like the fact that he was not really relevant in the coaching carousel this year from UNLV because I don't know why or why not, but they are on the West Coast. So they play later than everybody. They don't have a great television package. We know that they're going to be behind the eight ball when it comes to competing for a playoff
spot. Nobody's paying attention to that conference this year.
Right. I mean, and plus now Boise is leaving.
Right.
It gets worse. The league gets worse.
Mm.
I mean, I think that's another reason to leave.
So let me be clear on this.
But he does make $3.5 million.
So access next year for him gets tougher.
Correct.
Right. We're all on board with that.
Oh, they'll be behind the Pac-12.
100%.
The American will be in front of the Pac-12.
And the Pac-12 will be behind the American.
And the Mountain West will be behind the Pac-12. Because they have Boise State and that's
What I'm saying. That's incentive for him. Like you said, you're closer to it, and the idea that you're going to be, right there in the spotlight for a run. I mean, look how long Ryan was in it this year.
The Mountain West in 2026 will be as follows: Air Force, Hawaii, Nevada, New Mexico, San Jose State, UNLV, and Wyoming, with Northern Illinois joining as a football only.
Well, that's not going to beat out anything in the American or.
They're adding Davis and UTEP as well.
Right, but I mean that they're. I would say they're probably very squarely behind the Pac-12, because they have San Diego State.
You'd have to go undefeated against that.
I think they're making more money than the Pac-12 schools, though.
Well, they may be, but Pac-12 is going to have Oregon State, Washington State, Boise State, Fresno State, Colorado State, San Diego State, even Texas State. Your boy Kenny there.
Love Kenny. GJ.
The Mountain West is sort of lost in terms of the access to the playoff.
We're better off in terms of you want to stay in the spotlight.
We're trying to pay for our house.
Yeah, I think the fact that the Pac-12 is going to exist next year actually makes the case to leave now better. Now, he did say on October 15th that he was not leaving. He said, I'm not leaving this year.
In October?
Mm-hmm. He did say that.
And coaches lie all the time. Coaches do lie all the time. That's why I'm like, just because he said it doesn't necessarily make it true.
What is it? He meant, I'm going to give you another year giving you my word.
He basically said that.
Because you took a chance on me.
He did say that.
He says, I'm not going anywhere.
Yes.
I'm going to be the head coach at UNLV next year. I'll be here. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, well, we're not going to worry about UNLV people when he, writing, Dan lied to us when Dan takes this job. Who's going to hold that against him?
No, I do think
a couple of people in Vegas?
Yeah.
No.
No. They don't care.
Yeah, that's very true.
UNLV football go right back in the stinker.
Why are they paying Dan Mullen $3.5 million?
Because they're to be awesome and to get $30,000 in.
Because they've been in the conference championship what, 3 straight years. Yeah, and they wanted to try to keep it going.
Yep.
I get it.
But
it's
if you don't have playoff access, I would.
So you had $38,000 to watch a New Mexico game, and so you get butts in seats.
$38,000 out there,
right?
To watch a New Mexico game.
Yeah, they played Allegiant. I mean, it's a great experience. There's no question about that.
Bro, we will pack the newly renovated bank.
Yeah.
Most certainly.
I like Section 115. There's some really good people in there. I'm not sure if all those are already spoken for in terms of the season
tickets. My prediction is when Dan Mullen leaves, they will not pay the next coach $3.5 million.
No.
No, they're out. That's when they get out.
You know what I like about
it? It was a steal. They got a steal.
The reason why I like this plan is very, very seldom do athletic departments talk the talk all the time. We're going to go big. We're willing to pay to get into a conference. And then they go, we're going to get a budget coach and pay him less than the last one.
Well, now what I would say is that Memphis has not said anything, right? They just said they're going to do a national search and let me read the statement. I want to be, very accurate about this because
Memphis.
What Ed Scott said. We thank Coach Silverfield for his leadership over the past 6 seasons and wish him and his family the best in the next chapter. Reggie Howe will serve as the interim coach. We are excited about the future of Memphis football and the momentum of our program. A national search for our next head coach is underway, and we are committed to finding a leader who reflects our values, prioritizes student-athlete development, and shares our vision for elevating the program nationally. So, I think elevating the program.
All dressed in black, black. That sounds like Jerry Mack.
Now, again, nothing wrong
very
with Jerry Mack.
Very budget-like.
Nothing wrong with Jerry Mack. But the odds are, we're talking about probabilities here. The probabilities are that, yes, Memphis operates in a space where they don't break the bank, where they don't do all those things, Jerry Mack.
My point, you can't brag about having the most we're going to invest the most and all that and go get $2 million coach.
Yes.
Maybe we pay Jerry Mack $2.5 million.
Memphis hasn't said that. We've said that for them,
He said in terms of competing in revenue share, Ed's always said we expect to have the most or be there in terms of the group of five. I mean, he's made those statements since he's been the AD, maybe even more of a general sense as opposed to sort of what I'm spending on football.
Right.
But generally has said that.
Right.
And again, Mack could be just fine. Forget just fine. He could be great. Mm. But the point is, what you're going to get in terms of excitement level juice, immediate bump up, you don't know that that's coming with Jerry Mack, right? And let's talk about the group of players the difference there in terms of what he's bringing in. We think higher level of player, what Dan has brought to UNLV probably than what Jerry Mack has brought to Kennesaw State. There's no probably. I'd take the probably out.
Yep.
It is. And so there's just so much more return on what you're getting. Hell, those season ticket sales, well, I'm talking about just in that phone, it's going to ring. That's going to help offset immediately. But that's the kind of juice you need going in.
Right.
You know, that's already there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.